begin at the beginning, proceed until you come to the end, and then stop. That's a lesson that I want to share with you today. And it was, I believe, said by Lewis Carroll in Alice in Wonderland. But first, you're listening to Mike Connolly on Strategic Cast, where we explore how the stories you tell determine how much you sell. I think that what I want to share with you today, and I'm going to keep this very brief and concise, because that is the point, is keep it brief and concise. And I think this applies especially when you're speaking to a group of people live. Has this ever happened to you? You're talking to a group of people, or maybe just a couple of friends, and all of a sudden there's just sort of this silence and you feel like you've lost them. They're just kind of thinking something that you can't quite tell what they're thinking. It's because somehow you've been going on and you've just lost them. So that can happen when you're not really thinking carefully about what your audience is hearing. And the way to avoid that, I believe, is to structure your presentation, structure what it is you had to say with a beginning, middle, and end, and then follow that. This happened to me yesterday when I was at a mastermind meeting. I had so carefully thought through exactly what I was going to say. And then when it was my turn to speak, I just remembered that one of the people there hadn't been for a while. And so I had to kind of fill in some backstory, and ended up, it really seemed like I rambled on too long. By the time I got to the end of my time, hadn't really communicated half of what I had hoped to in that time period. So I think it could have been helped by reviewing my structure ahead of time and sticking to it, and watching the time as well in that particular situation, in that case. But at any rate, regardless of whether you're speaking in front of somebody or whether it's an email you're writing or a sales page or whatever it is, you keep the fluff out, keep what you're writing, keep what you're communicating interesting and to the point, or else you'll lose your audience. You know, it was Michelangelo, the famous sculptor who created many famous statues. David, I believe, was one of them. He was asked, you know, how do you know what to actually sculpt when you're doing this? I mean, how do you find the form that's so incredible in there? And he said, well, what I do is I just chip away at everything that isn't the statue. And when it comes to writing copy, I think it's the same thing. Or when you're, you know, writing content, even you've got an idea that needs to get across to your audience, and you just keep chipping away all the fluff and the crap stuff that doesn't really need to be in there until you get to the point in the most concise way possible. Every word has to earn its place, and that's how you create really effective copy. I hope you find that helpful. If you do, and if you like this episode, please let a friend know. The more you engage, the better the content we can deliver for you. Subscribe, download, post review, send us a message at strategiccopy.com. And until next time, thanks for listening.